Video games. Video games. Video games! Here we go!
Hey everybody, welcome to our Pokemon Go special. We're back. It's been about 2 months. I broke my leg 2 months ago, so you know how they say in showbiz, break a leg. I did it for you guys. The show's gonna be better than ever. With me, I got Brian Katz, known as Giant Shock, Pete Berg, Max Barracuda.
What's going on?
And I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix, aka Dan Pilkar.
I don't think we ever used our real names before.
No, I'm trying it out. Why not? You know? We call each other by our first name so much sometimes. Yeah, I don't want people getting confused.
Yeah.
So anyway, during the summer, we usually have a slow period, but not this summer. We got Pokemon Go, came out about 2 weeks ago, and it is just catching the world on fire. So I decided to do a whole episode on that just to elongate our shows anyway. But we're back. We're back for good now. I can make it to the studio. Normally we start off the show by saying what we're playing, but I think we're all playing Pokemon Go. I'm playing other things, which I'll talk about next week, but let's talk about the Pokemon Go. What's the experience that you're having with it, Johnny Shock? I know you go to the city a lot.
Well, I had this current week off, so I haven't really played in the city too much, but just from watching all the other people and all the videos, it literally has changed gaming, I think. I think this is you're going to see a lot of different genres of the same type of game come out, and this is going to be one of the big type of games that are going to be around the future now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. When you walk around New York City, do you just see all different types of Pokemon, or is it generally the same? Because I, of course, have my leg broken. I can only make it maybe around the block, maybe when I'm in a vehicle or something like that, not driving myself. We'll get into that later, Pokemon Go and driving. But, I only have Rattatas and Pidgeys and stupid shit like that.
Well, I saw in the city there was the legendary Pokemon at Central Park, and it, almost created a riot.
That was fake, but we'll be getting into it. No legendary Pokemon have been seen yet.
Well, what I'm saying, though, even the rumor of it had everyone just running into the park.
We'll go over that as well. People out there, it's not like one Pokemon's there, and then the guy who catches it, that's his. Like, if it shows up, then it shows up for everybody. It's not a big deal. Anyway, Max, you playing it?
Yeah, I've been messing around with it.
Okay.
Been, mostly around my house. A lot of Pidgeys, a lot of Rattatas. I did some just walking around towns. Just had time to kill. Found a ghost.
Oh, did you?
Found a bull thing.
Okay. All right, a Tauro and a Ghastly.
So that's what it's called, Tauro. But, yeah, been finding some interesting stuff.
All right. I happen to be one block away from the Town of Babylon bike trails, which means that I can. My Pokestop is I just kind of walk out to my front steps, which is nice for me. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I haven't been able to catch much. I haven't even gone through my first 100 Pokeballs because I'm not mobile. Mm-hmm. But have you guys had to purchase anything yet?
Not yet.
No, I'm with games like that in general, I don't want to give them any money or anything like that.
I'm pretty good at throwing them, too. It really only takes me 2 balls to catch somebody.
If even. And then when you level up, they give you another, 15 or so.
Yeah. What team are you guys? Do you guys choose your teams yet?
Not yet.
No.
Mystic. Team Mystic.
That's what I hear most people are going
with. Well, it's the best one, man. Everyone else is dorks. You know what I'm saying? All dorks, bro. All right, so we normally go into the news after this, but I want to go into our test, which is going to be a news. We're combining the two because there's so many rumors out there. What's true? What's false? Let's figure it out right now.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right, I'm going to read the story. You guys are going to give me whether you think it is true or false, and you'll get points like that.
Cool. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. First question. Dating app Tinder has seen a 10% drop in users accessing the app since Pokemon Go's debut. True or false?
Not false, man.
Are we talking this out? Or just
You can think away. You can talk it out.
I know the Pokemon Go replaced Tinder as the top app. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go true on it.
I'm going to go false, man. No way Pokemon Go replaced pussy.
All right. Giant Shock's got 1 point. it's a very different hunting out there. No. Tinder has not seen any drop. There was a story. These are all stories that I saw that were reported and then just, some of them didn't pan out. I was actually wary to put whether they were true or false because I don't want to know if the other ones are false. But
if anything, I would say Tinder had a slight increase because now all the people who don't get around and walk around are walking around, maybe looking a little better.
Maybe a little more confidence. Yeah. Users up.
Yo, got a Pidgeot. Oh, I got a Pikachu level it.
How long do you think until we hear our first like Pokemon Go inspired relationship?
Oh, there's a couple.
There's a couple.
Yeah. Question two: a Nintendo employee has been terminated after ignoring repeated warnings not to play Pokemon Go in his office.
Nah, that's false, man. Nintendo loves Nintendo.
Yeah? Do you think Nintendo would be excited about it?
Pay it forward, bro.
Like, oh, we're making so much money.
Yeah, bro. Why don't you buy more Pokeballs, son? Come on.
I'm going to go false, too, because you can't really play that game stationary like that.
Totally false. You guys are both right. I don't know whether Nintendo's cool with it or not, but I mean, like, they got to be dancing on the ceiling right now. Their love stocks, it. How much are...
I showed you my friend, he's a stockbroker, and he showed me that, their stock ticker. And then the day before Pokemon Go came out and the day after Pokemon Go came out, it looks like there's a tower that just grew out of nowhere. It's crazy.
Enough to fund them through another disappointing console.
Oh, absolutely. If I was old Biff Tannen, that's the point where I would go back in time.
Yes, Pokemon Go saved us. Now we can keep making shitty Wii U's and stuff.
3. Man gets stabbed while playing Pokemon Go, then continues to play.
I can see that, man. People into this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got to go true on that.
Well, it's true.
That sounds very likely.
Oregon's Michael Baker, when a man approached him and asked if he was playing Pokemon, Mike goes, yeah, proceeds to get stabbed.
Give me your Pokemon, motherfucker!
And I believe he caught a Meowth after that. So, you know, not really worth it, but that's all right. No, but he did go to dinner with his friends after that. I guess it wasn't that big a deal, and then he sought medical attention the next day. Good for you, man.
What was it, a flesh wound?
I don't know. Yeah, he just like, bit a scratch. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a Black Knight.
He's a pretty committed player. He may be the very best.
4. Spotify has reported over a 300% spike in downloads of the famous Pokemon theme song since their game debuted.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I think it's true, too.
We just looked up on YouTube how many hits the Pokemon theme song got. It was like 26 million, so yeah.
We didn't say, you're both right. You're both right. It has seen over 300. It was like 360 last time I checked. That can't last forever.
No.
But I'm sure people like cruising to it and stuff. For a bonus point, all you have to do is get within a 50% margin. What percent of increase in downloads has Jay-Z's Tidal streaming service seen in Pokemon theme?
What do you mean?
Within 50%, like 100% increase, 200% increase.
What, he has a streaming
title. Yeah, Tidal.
He's
got a streaming service, yeah.
And then that song on that one?
Yeah.
I would say it's probably comparable. I probably would say it's probably a lot less people use it. You know, I'll go like a third of it. 100,000 people. Is it percentage?
Yeah, it's percent.
Oh, my bad. All right, so increase. I would say 30%.
Okay.
I'll go 50.
You're both wrong. Tidal sucks. Tidal's got no stats like that.
All that for a burn on Jay-Z.
I know. Well, I didn't know he was going to go ham on it. Like, he was going to really try and focus it out.
Well, it was in the goddamn quiz.
5. In order to complete their Pokemon collection, a player must travel abroad to capture Pokemon that are exclusive to certain world regions. True or false?
False.
I'll say true just to be different.
Unfortunately, Max is right. You can only find a Farfetch'd in Asia, a Mr. Mime in Europe, and Kangaskhan, of course, in the oceanic countries, which is Australia.
Yeah, New Zealand.
Yeah. That sucks.
What about America? We got any?
I tried looking that up. No, I don't think so. I don't think we got ours first. We got Pokemon Go first.
Home of the free, land of the brave. We can't get like a nice exclusive Pokemon?
Yeah, I was hoping for a bald eagle or something.
Is there any gun-toting Pokemon?
No, nothing like that. Oh, Blastoise, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's Blastoise should be exclusive to the U.S.
You guys are 3-3. Neck to neck. Last two questions. Two men fell off a cliff while searching for Pokemon.
What's the punchline?
Well, that's the headline.
Is that like yes or no? Did that?
Yeah, they're all yes or no.
Yeah, we did that.
True or false?
We actually talked about that on the.
Oh, all right. Well, that's true. It happened in California. Two men were hospitalized. It was a 15 to 20 foot cliff. Nothing super serious. Oh, I'm sure Lou played that one.
Actually, I think he did a Wilhelm scream for that.
Oh, okay. All right. Last one. Let's see if you guys go same. You guys might know this one to be true or false already, but a girl found a dead body while walking to find Pokemon along a riverbed.
Yes, we also did that story.
Okay, so that's true. Shayla Wiggins of Wyoming.
Shayla Wiggins?
Yeah, that's her name, man. Like Ender Wiggins or Ralph Wiggins if you want to be a little dick about it.
On that note, listen to Painted Black last week's episode.
I'm not caught up.
So we tied.
You guys tied. Mm. Congratulations. When was the last time you guys tied on anything?
Never. I don't know.
Yeah, this is the first quiz you guys tied, and I don't have a tiebreaker because these are legit stories. But that's what's going on out there in the world, as well as many car crashes. What have you guys seen? Have you guys seen anything that I didn't mention?
The kids in my neighborhoods are assholes.
No, oh, all right.
Every one of them.
Well,
I've never noticed how many fat little butterballs I have in my neighborhood until now.
When the game got introduced to me, my friend, the host of the show, Getting Over in Wrestling, Danny, he was telling me all about it. I was like, yeah, man, and he was playing it in his car. And I was like, this is the most dangerous game I've ever fucking seen. That if you could
they got to put a limit on it. They got to put a limit on speed or whatnot like that.
There have been car crashes and everything already.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wasn't super into it, but he was like showing me how to play it. And he's like, yeah, I've seen people playing in their cars. And like me and Amber will be messing around. His fiance would be messing around with it. And he didn't like... Like, dude, people are going to get into an accident and die over this.
I've seen bumper stickers already that said, warning, Pokemon Go player, which is funny, but
no, it's not. It's
true.
Thank you for the pertinent information.
Yeah.
People have offered services online, like Uber, to drive you around, give you some snacks.
And yeah, there's Pokemon. A couple people offering trainer services to either walk you around and coach you or walk around for you.
Yeah, to hatch.
I don't know how popular that's going to be.
I watched... I watched the WWE and Xavier Woods. He hosts his own YouTube channel, like Up Up Down Down, and he went in the middle ring, did a whole promo based on Pokemon Go. He's like, I'm a level 20 trainer.
Ooh.
And he started listing off all his Pokemon, and like he had the whole crowd chanting with him. So like it's crazy. It's in every genre of entertainment.
It was an MMA fight. This is us just talking about stuff that I assume that listeners of the show had already seen. These are weeks old now. Mm-hmm. I tried to pick a couple more recent ones, but there was an MMA fighter who after he won threw on a Pokemon hat and hit the unconscious man with the Pokeball like he caught him.
Yeah, he rolled it over to him. Then he started.
That was a Bellator fight.
Yeah,
they got to put a limit on that, man.
What I find the funniest about the whole thing is how, on the other side of things, how angry people seem to be that this game exists.
I know. You know what? Everyone has a fucking hobby. There's a name out there. I'm not going to use his name, but somebody was complaining on Facebook that Shock and I know, and he's like, oh, I can't believe everyone's playing Pokemon, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy's involved in a medieval wooden sword fight. You know what I'm saying?
I see him.
Come on, man. Everyone's got hobbies. You know, what's a big deal?
I see him there talking about Pokemon Go as lame, and then you dress up like Dr. Doom. That's right, Edler. I did it to you on two podcasts now.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're using names?
I did it on Fatal Black.
Shots fired. Oh, you talked about that scenario?
Yeah.
They go online and they... Right, these big diatribes. I'm an adult. I have better things to do than play Pokemon.
What are you on Facebook for?
Yeah, how come you were able to sit down and write this?
And then you're sitting there cutting out a Dr. Doom mask to take to like a Tampa Bay Comic Con.
Yeah, just leave us alone. Let us have our fun. We all remember Pokemon. I love bringing my kids around to it. I mean, it hurts a little bit. Watch my daughter just willy-nilly throwing those Pokeballs. Just
making it rain.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
like, just, they're basically like virtual money. Don't do that.
Like, no, those are like a buck a piece.
Nah, but it's fun. It's not that fun yet, and we're going to talk about that. I guess we'll move into our discussion part of the show. Congratulations to both of you, the winners. Big winners.
I feel great.
So I did want to talk about that. After the love of Pokemon has gone down a little bit from the last 2 weeks, what do you guys actually think of the game? It's a cool idea, but Giant Shock, I'm going to hit you first.
It's one of these things where, like, all right, if I was a kid, I would be having way more fun with it because, like, you got no real things to do during your day.
Kids walk around way less than us we used to.
Oh, absolutely. But, like, you know, if I was a kid now, I'd be like, and I had this game, I'd be like, all right, Mom, Dad, I'll see you at dinner. And I would just go out, play with my friends, do whatever.
So true.
But myself, it's like, all right, man, when I get home, I got to do some stuff. So, like, you know, I play it a little bit, you know, here and there, and it's fun, but I haven't really got super into it. I imagine if I got, like, really, really into it and I was trying to, like, become, like, a really high-level trainer, it would get tedious just like any other game where, like, you're walking around like, geez, I just want to know what these things are, you know?
There's a guy from Brooklyn, as a matter of fact, who caught every Pokemon available in the continental U.S., and he's looking for funds, you know, crowdfunding to take him to the other you know, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But, you know, people, he was able to catch them all, by the way, within the borders of New York and a little bit in Jersey, he said, right across the border. So that's good to know.
I imagine that they're, the good majority of them are all.
At first, I thought you were only going to be able to catch, like, an onyx in Arizona, you know, something like that. Like, they were going to spread it out a little bit.
The elusive phoenix onyx.
Yeah.
It actually would have been kind of cool if they did that.
I think so, too.
Like, for that's what I would have liked. Adult, I would have played it for sure on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, yeah. It gives you a little longevity. You know, I'm going down to Rehoboth Beach maybe 2 weeks from now. And if that was the only spot to catch a Squirtle, then whatever, I'll catch a Squirtle.
Yeah, dude, if you, that, you know, that actually kind of create a kind of a craze. If you were like a town that's like hurting for tourism, like if you were, you know.
Let's all chip in and buy a Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like, yo, Nintendo, here's some bucks. Give us a legendary Pokemon, please. Make Phoenix, Arizona.
That brings me to my next question that I wanted to ask you guys. Max, I'll hit you up first with this. McDonald's is beginning to monetize this.
Yes.
They're partnering. They haven't said how yet. Maybe a premium Pokestop or whatever. Maybe even a Pokemon that can only be caught when you buy a Happy Meal. I don't know. But how else do you think they're going to monetize? Like, how long until they do, at least?
It's already happening. Like you said, I heard this McDonald's story. And we had talked on the other show about this a little bit, how it's only a matter of time before you can only get your Target exclusive Pikachu or your McDonald's rare Pokemon. Yeah,
Pikachu with a hat.
It's
going to
happen really fast. It's going to bog down the game, and it's only going to hurt it.
I'm surprised they didn't do it already.
I think that they're, you know, you can't just do everything at once. You got to, like, the initial run of the, how many are there, 150? The original 150, or is there more than that?
There's 150. Mew and Mewtwo have not been located yet, and the three
all right, so
legendaries have not been located
yet. They'll
probably
wait 6 months, a year. They'll dump out the other games, you know, and then, you know, with that, you'll get, like, some exclusive ones, or, like, oh, if you go to McDonald's, you can catch this Pokemon or Burger King, that, you know.
I guarantee we're going to see, like, sponsored tournaments and things coming down the pipe.
I mean, how can there be tournaments if you can't even fight yet? You can't fight
once
each other.
Once that's the thing.
I mean, the gym thing they have.
A patch. I think that's the next step.
That needs to be a thing.
That'll be the next step.
Or, like, maybe Pokemon Go 2, which is, like, okay, all the Pokemon Go from your original, you know, from your original trainer can be uploaded into Pokemon Go 2, and this time you could actually battle them out.
Or a Pokemon Go battle scenario where
stadium or something like that.
Where you're walking past each other and you have your phone alert set on, yes, I do want to battle, and you walk across someone else who has that same thing, and then your phone does a little jiggle and you fight.
Well, I mean, you could add something on the map like Poke Stadiums, like whatever. Go to this park. This is a Poke Stadium. You could fight other people's Pokemon.
But as far as monetizing, I see there being a corporate bidding war right now for a behind-the-scene corporate bidding war for exactly what you guys are talking about. Exclusive Pikachus, exclusive this.
Absolutely.
Giant Shock, I'll hit you with this question first. And, of course, Max, I want you to answer, too. How long do you think this is going to last? Do you think there are going to be people who hold on to these things? I mean, real quick, I'll talk about it next week on the show more for what we're doing. But I went to Video Games Live, which is a show where they play the video game music, and it was awesome, and I'll talk about it. But you see how long people hold on to these games, myself included. You know, I'm cheering along for Sonic 1 when they played it. I'm cheering along for Shadow of the Colossus. They played that too. And Shadow of the Colossus, what is that, a 10-year-old game now? Mm-hmm. And people can hold on to video games. How long do you think someone's going to hold on to Pokemon Go? Do you think it's a phase?
I think this is like the first one in this genre, and I think that it's kind of like how World of Warcraft, you know, they were like the first kind of MMORPG that got popular, like real popular.
The first smash.
Yeah, and they're still doing this. They even made a movie of it, right? I think that's going to be like this. I think that there'll be tons of new versions of it. There'll be new Pokemon you can catch, and they'll keep upgrading it so that you keep playing it. And it'll be a staple of anyone with a smartphone that, like, oh, man, you got to get Pokemon Go. It's one of the funnest games that you can possibly get, and it's free.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. But I think this iteration won't be for long because this is real baby steps towards the augmented reality thing. Like, it's kind of janky. Pokemon are just hovering in weird places sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
as it progresses, if they keep up with the technology, this thing can go for a long time.
Here's my experience with it. At first, I was so jazzed up to see a fucking, like, a Rattata hanging out in my lawn or whatever that I didn't mind how long it took me to get there, but it took me like five times of signing on, five times of typing in my Google name.
Those early days of logging in were a pain.
Yeah.
They still are to me. They still take too long to log in and then for it to recognize, then, you know, it's
locate
just,
you and everything.
Yeah.
They've already had two patches.
Yeah, it's not accurate yet, and it's annoying. You know, it's annoying to be walking along. And of course, I'm not saying I need it instantly when I turn it on. But when I do turn it on, and it says, oh, like a Jigglypuff or whatever is two steps away from me. And then I walk in every fucking direction, and it doesn't get any tighter. Like, it's just not there. It's not really there.
Yeah, it'll grow, yeah. I'm sure.
What if
this is new technology still?
Would you think the game would be totally bomb if you just kind of heard a song and fell asleep and then you woke up with your face all drawn on?
I would love it. Yeah.
Oh, that's next level shit.
You take a selfie and it's like, what?
No one would believe me.
Where's the selfie function in the game?
They have it.
They have it?
Yeah, they have it. I mean, you can take a still frame, but they have a picture. I don't think you can reverse the camera on those.
I've seen a lot of people taking pictures of them around the Pokemon.
I got a couple.
Yeah,
it's
easily to do. Like, but just flipping the camera. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
No, you can't flip the camera.
I'm sure that's a matter of time.
Yeah. So here's one I wanted to go over finally with you guys. And I like this specific show about something. Next week we'll have a regular full-length show and whatnot. But what's the next game to get this treatment? What's the next genre, so to speak? It doesn't have to be like, oh, God of War, which is never going to get this.
You're talking like properties?
Yeah.
Are you talking about intellectual properties or just like a genre of games?
Genre, I guess. You know, like if you want to say cowboy game, you know, what do you think?
I would say either...
If you want to get specific, that'd be cool, too.
I would say either superheroes or zombies. Like, yeah?
Zombies tend to work their way into my...
I think that'd be easy enough to find, like, oh, there's zombies near you, run, blah, 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 yeah. You know?
My first thought for that question is, because it's kind of relevant now, is like Ghostbusters.
Like, okay.
You just see ghosts wandering around and you zap them.
I wonder how easy it is to do it once this technology has been used.
Well, if, like, let's say your phone was dressed up like a PKE meter on this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ghost located or something. You hit a button, you look at through the phone, you see a ghost standing.
But I wonder, what I mean to say is, I wonder if the Pokemon Go, maybe I'll have a programmer on the show next week and ask him. But if anyone knows about that. Now that the technology is out there, I guess you'd have to partner with Google, right? You'd have to partner with Google Maps. Or maybe someone else is jumping at the bid for it, you know? I mean, Apple Maps. I'm sure they need something.
I'm sure that there's a bunch of these like satellite GPS map companies.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, who's going to have the Garmin app, you know? You know, who's going to do that?
Garmin presents Digimon.
Yeah. Oh, Street Sharks.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, but I think the zombies would be a tough sell because, I mean, I think there's a lot of running away, like in traffic and whatnot.
it would still be cool.
Yeah.
They'll find a way.
Okay.
You pop your little iPhone on like a gun or something
I think right now it has to be a little more passive, much like Pokemon Go is.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing's running at you. Nothing's running away from you. So, you're just face to face. That's why I thought Ghostbusters, because you could just have something hovering there.
So here creepy was my next reiteration that I wanted. I wanted just a little treasure thing. I know that seems silly, but like, you know, you ever see these movies? The movies are lame, but where the guy sends his girlfriend on a treasure hunt, get here and find this.
You know what?
But you don't have to do that. You just, you know, when you get there and your phone shows you there. That's when the message opens.
There's Nintendo's next move.
Yeah.
Zelda Go.
Yeah, Zelda Go or something like that. You know, you get the riddle then.
You solve a puzzle, you find a treasure chest, tap it open, you got a boomerang.
I'm from a small town in Delaware, and we used to do that for, we called it the Sea Witch Fest. They'd take all our little kids, and we'd line up in the middle of town square, and they'd say, oh, here's a clue, I figured out. I'd walk into McDonald's, I'd say, you're clue number one, and then they'd give me clue number two, and then, you know, at the end, we find a little Sea Witch doll or whatever.
You just do that virtually.
Yeah, just do that virtually. That's where I see the next iteration, because that's like an adult use of this technology.
I would find that way more fun than just throwing balls at rats.
Well, right now it is just ratata. But overall, I love that it's out. Yeah. I love that the game is out.
I think it's another step forward in how you play video games.
It's nice to see people outside.
It's nice to see any sort of augmented reality work. You know, people, I think Nerf tried doing it with their guns.
With the blaster, yeah.
There's a couple things that tried doing it.
You put the phone on top of the gun and then it
produces. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I had that. It was shitty. It was shitty.
But it's getting there. This is a big leap as far as that goes. But again, the technology's just not really there yet.
No, they're not really reading the surfaces or anything. Like, I have like a Caterpie or something that appears like between the floor and my counter. Like, it's not really sitting on anything or anything like that, you know?
I did catch a Pidgey off my girlfriend's butt, though. I thought
that
was, I thought that was fun.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of those pictures out there, too.
Yeah. I didn't screenshot it.
All right. Well, there's a lot of inappropriate ones.
Oh, that's the next thing.
Doug Trio is sticking out of everybody's zipper nowadays. I'm telling you, man. They're out there.
I bet. They're I haven't been there. So brave as to Google search that yet.
That was the first thing I searched.
The Doug Trio.
All right, so that's our Pokemon Go episode. I had fun being back on the mic.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be back.
It's like we never left.
Nah.
All right, so we're going to come out with the episodes every Monday from now on, and we'll be back to our original format next week. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Pokemon Go episode. Hope you guys had fun, and check us out on VG Times 3 Radio on Twitter, VG Times 3 on Facebook. And hit us up with any questions or any ideas, or if you want to be on the show, that would be fucking awesome.
That's
we can Skype you in.
VGX3, right?
VGX3, yeah. Not like the New York Times. It's yeah. VGX3.
Got to spell that out.
I'm going to play this last clip out. It is someone beautifully did Donald Trump singing Pokemon. All right, thanks for listening.
Thank you! I want to be the very best. Like no one ever was... To pair them is my real test. To trade them is my curse. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch them. It's you and me. I know it's my destiny. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend. Hang on, gotta take them apart. So true.